You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
The Mate 9 flagship phone that Huawei unveiled in Europe is a massive Android handset available with different specs at different prices. Expensive and crazy expensive. Like $1,500 expensive. But that's what happens when Porsche Design does your styling. We'll start with the cheap one, if you can call a $775 phone cheap. The Mate 9 is roughly the same size as an iPhone 7 Plus, but sports a giant 5.9-inch display. Huawei claims it created the fastest mobile processor ever, an octa-core Kirin 960 system on a chip, and equipped the Mate 9 with 4 gigs of RAM and 64 gigs of storage. Yes, it's dual SIM, but you can swap one SIM for a microSD card for another 256 gigs of memory. Don't worry about running out of juice. This thing sports an enormous 4,000 mAh battery that Huawei says is good for more than 2 days of uninterrupted use. A quick charge feature adds 58% of a charge in just 30 minutes. That's 50% faster than the Mate 8 and 400% faster than the iPhone 7 Plus. During Thursday's launch in Munich, Huawei boldly compared the charge cycles of the Mate 9 with those of Samsung's phones by claiming the ability to produce 50% less heat than the Galaxy S7 Edge, though the reference was, of course, aimed to the unmentioned Note 7. Like the P9 and P9 Plus, the Mate 9 sports two rear-facing cameras developed by the optics company Leica. You'll find them aligned vertically, with the same 12-megapixel color sensor on top and a new 20-megapixel monochrome sensor below, just above the fingerprint sensor. Together, the two lenses can offer hybrid 2x optical zoom and a portrait mode to compete with the iPhones. A 4-in-1 hybrid autofocus uses a laser to process depth and contrast. It's fast enough to snap a frame in just 0.8 seconds, starting from a locked device. Improved H.256 compression lets you shoot video at up to 4K in files half as large as before. The phone is nicely designed, huge, and a bit heavy, yet still manageable. It's available in Europe and the Middle East in 2 weeks. German clothes. About that Porsche design handset. We wanted to bring some innovation in the market, says Huawei's Gloria Zhang. The two companies spent 3.5 years designing the special edition Mate 9, which sports a gorgeous curved aluminum body and some impressive specs behind that big screen. Everything is just a screen, and the screen is what people look at most of the time, says Roland Heiler, the chief design officer at Porsche Design. The handset features a 5.5-inch screen, smaller than the plebeian Mate 9, but with 2K resolution and curved edges like Samsung's Edge phones. The fingerprint sensor is right below the screen, and it's a smart 3-in-1 sensor that can unlock the device and navigate through an app, back with a single short tap and left or right with a swipe. Inside, you'll find the same Kirin 960 processor driving the Mate 9, 6 gigs of RAM, and 256 gigs of internal storage. Want one? Step up now. Huawei plans to build just 20,000 of them at $1,550 apiece. And according to Zhang, the company is definitely bringing this phone to the States on open market. Think fast. Both phones ship with Huawei's EMUI 5.0 software running on Android 7. Huawei has tightened up the icons and themes of its skin, making everything more refined. There's an optional app drawer, too. Design, specs, and price aside, the biggest thing about these phones is the machine learning system Huawei built to keep them running at top condition over time. The performance of most phones starts to lag after 6 months or so, but Huawei says its software will keep the phone screaming for up to 18 months. There's no way to confirm this yet, so take it with a grain of salt. But the idea is that the phone learns to give computing priority to the apps you use most while also optimizing everything else running in the background. This will be hard to discern with review units, which are, by definition, new phones. But it's a cool trick, if Huawei actually pulled it off. This article posted by Maurizio Peschi.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.